prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 13 May 2020. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's going to be me and you tonight. That's all. I have a few things I want to talk to you about. I'm going to take your phone calls. It's going to be open line Wednesday. So if you want to call after the bottom of the hour, I'll announce it when it's time to call in. I mean, you can call in now, but you might be on hold for quite a while. But when I announce call-ins, I like to take phone calls, comments, questions, what we're talking about, or anything else, open line tonight. You may actually want to share with the folks that tonight's your night to do it, okay? We don't get to do this very often. I'm looking forward to this. But you can call us at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944 if you want to share your thoughts with us. And tomorrow is Thursday, obviously, already. I can't believe how fast the weeks are going by. My goodness. We'll be in office tomorrow from 9 to 4 Eastern. I hope you'll call and say hi to us. I hope you'll call and tell us if you want to order something. We have it here. Chris will be here to take your orders. We'll fill them tomorrow and get them out of here ASAP. And that's a promise. I hope you'll call and just let us know you're out there. And you can call us at 800-777-4403. Or if you have long distance, you can save us a few dollars if you'll call 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. And don't forget, we're sponsored tonight on Shortwave by Melody Seastrom with Discount Gold and Silver. And I know she had a couple weeks there, she was absolutely swamped. People are starting to get their eyes open, folks, and realizing that nothing's guaranteed in this country today. Nothing. Way of finances for sure, because it's all starting to crumble around us. You call her at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And tell her I sent you over. That'd be a blessing to us. And church this coming weekend, 11:30 a.m. Eastern. I hope you can join us. You can watch us live if you like on live stream on our website, PastorButch.com. PastorButch.com. You can click on live stream and there will be. Or you can listen on the phone. Either way you can do it, we'd love if you listen to us and maybe even share some thoughts with us if you like. We'd love to hear from you and hope you'll join us. Like I said, we're going to have our current events as always, Bible study, and then we're going to have our church dinner afterwards. And get a picture sent to the governor and some other people that we are meeting in church, and we're going to do so, and we never have missed meeting in church. But you can listen on the phone line at 605-562- 0489 605-562-0489 or 719-718-1679 1679. Listen on the phone. No code is needed. No code at all. So you listen if you can. And for those listening on shortwave, don't forget, if it's not coming very well on 6115 right now, 11 o'clock Eastern tonight, it's repeat at 3215. 3215 rebroadcast, 11 o'clock tonight. So don't miss that. And I'm going through all this stuff right now because when I start talking to you, I want to share some thoughts with you. Very important. We have got in a bunch of backyard medicine, and I just thought on me today that some people may want to give these books for gifts. A regular price is $18.95, but I'll tell you this, if you order two or more, we'll drop them down to $15.95. That's the delivered price. If you order two or more, $15.95 delivered to you and you give to your friends or neighbors, whatever. Folks, this backyard medicine book is interesting for anybody, whether they consider themselves a survivalist or a prepper or not. It's interesting. Our great God gave us so many things to enjoy that we don't even know is out there. Backyard medicine, $18.95 for one, three or more, or two or more, $15.95, and that includes the delivered price. And of course, Grand Design Exposed. I don't know why every Christian isn't buying this book to see what's going on. People, we are aware was planned to be over 200 years ago. What we're seeing right now was planned by many people over 200 years ago. This is not by chance. Please don't think it's by chance. This book will show you some things that you might want to check into to back up and see what's going on to follow. The book is $12.95. I think it's very important that you get that. And, of course, don't forget we're offering REM Sleep, Tranquil, all the Strauss Heart products, all the other things we offer to the office here are available. You can call tomorrow if you like at 800-777-4403, 304-846-4448. And we're going to run that special on the backyard medicine as long as these last. The prices change every time I order them. This time a little bit higher. If I didn't raise the price, it wasn't that much higher. We're going to do a special, like I said, for two or more for gifts, $15.95, or two or more if you want to buy them just for yourself. And don't get the paperwork we're offering now on vaccination, the refusal of vaccines. Folks, this is coming to America. It's coming to the world. There's about 30 reasons why that on this list of papers why you won't take a vaccine. You can give it to the person who shows it to you. These are some of the things that it says. I do not know what's in your vaccine. I don't believe your vaccine is safe. I know that many vaccines have been found to contain toxic adjuvants and toxic form materials. The last couple says this. Have you offered to personally take full responsibility to pay for any harm your vaccines cause? No. Therefore, you do not have the slightest authority or privilege to forcibly administer vaccines. That's on the vaccine refusal of vaccine for cause list. And then a paperwork given here that you can tell them to sign if they won't give it to you. If not, forget it. It's conditional acceptance of vaccination, agreement between vaccine providers and vaccinated party. This is all available, folks. A couple bucks, all one. Just enough to pay postage. I like to send it for free. The postage is expensive. So a couple bucks for postage, and we'll send it right out to you. Just call them, like I said, and tell us if you want it. Now, I want to talk to you a bit tonight, like I said, and I hope that you will give us a call after a while and share your thoughts. And one more thing. Next Wednesday night, I'm having David Carrico back on again. David Carrico and his wife, Donna, have been involved with helping children who've been involved with satanic ritual abuse for a lot of years. And they can tell you stories that curl your hair. We're going to have David on next week to discuss the ministry they have with that and who a lot of the main culprits are. And maybe have one of the victims on also, so you might want to tune in for that, all right? Now, I want tonight to talk to you about something because I know, believe me, I know that the news gets heavy. The news gets heavy. There is very little, we'll say, worldly news, worldly happenings today that are worth mention as being something that uplifts people because it just isn't happening. Especially, I don't care what news station you listen to, it's all doom and gloom. It's all coronavirus. It's all that. It's all this. It's all that. It's always doom and gloom. And I can understand why people sometimes get depressed and frustrated. I can. I'm only a man. Don't think I don't get the way once in a while. Of course I do. I'm only a man. Even David become frustrated sometimes in his writings in the book of Psalms. Read it sometime. Christ prayed, Father, I don't want to go to the cross if I don't have to. So there's no shame of being kind of frustrated and concerned once in a while, but the shame is when you stay there. And as we see this nation and the world become more and more sinful, more decadent, more rebellious against the Word of God, and more rebellious against His people, just as prophesied in Psalms chapter 2, It's prophesied, folks, that this is going to happen. When we see the outright lawlessness of the people, and even in the churches where they preach an antinomian lifestyle, now it means without law. You're saved by grace and sin like you want to, don't worry about it. Then they preach, well, they'll tell them, but don't worry about it because rapture's coming. This doesn't affect us, just don't pay attention to it. Don't get involved. And for goodness sake, don't defend yourself. Don't carry a gun. Don't get involved in this kind of thing. I mean, that's what they've been taught. And it becomes very frustrating sometimes and discouraging to see that people that you think are fairly intelligent people that you thought were solidly built on, somewhat built on the Word of God, who are fearful of this world and obey their masters willingly. It does bother you. And there's a warning given to us in Matthew chapter 24. Christ himself speaking, he said that, and this is a paraphrase, read for yourself, Matthew 24. He said that a lot of people will be offended for his name and for the stand that he took, what we have to take. A lot of people are going to be offended. He said in the last days, many false prophets, deceitful workers, as we're talking in 2 Timothy chapter 3, are going to arise and deceive many. That's what he said. Now pay attention, because this is important. And he went on to say, because iniquity, which means lawlessness shall abound, or sin shall abound, because bad news and frustration and anger, and I talk to people every week who say, what's the use? I give up. I'm not going to do anymore. I'm not going to write anymore. I'm not going to say anymore. I quit. That's exactly what Satan wants us to do, because lawlessness abounds all around us. Ungodliness, worldliness, lust, murder, rapes, thievery, everything you think of, child abuse, child murder, sacrifice, is out there every day. And the churches themselves are lawless, are cowardly. They won't stand for the truth. They're absolutely afraid to speak up and tell what the truth should be. And because lawlessness, iniquities, what that means, folks, it means lawlessness, shall abound, the Bible says, that the love of many, the love that many have for Christ is going to get cold. Become lukewarm. Become indifferent. You're going to become frustrated. Discouraged. You're going to say, to heck with it, I'm not going to try more. I'm not going to preach in his name. I'm not going to teach his name. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to let the world go to hell and forget about it. And try to get through myself. That is an attitude that we must fight against, because we have to know who we serve. The very next verse that's in that same chapter says, but listen, because this is vitally important. He said that those that will endure, that means that you have to put up a resistance. You have to keep moving. You have to keep going forward. You have to do what's right no matter what people say, no matter what people think, no matter what they say about you, what they may tell you, or how they may threaten you. Those that endure to the end, he said, the same shall be saved. This is not a go up and shake the preacher's hand and slide into heaven thing. It doesn't work that way. But we're living in the last days, people. That's all there is to it. And we're seeing the people, the church has become at best lukewarm. And we're seeing them starting to decide to surrender and give up and compromise and move on and forget about what's going on around them. And a lot of the ones who see this who go to church regularly are getting frustrated with the churches they go to. You know that the churches are losing 35,000 members a day in this country. Check it out for yourself. No one wants to go anymore. They're lifeless, cold, at best complacent and apathetic places to go to worship. And I'm not talking, listen folks, I'm going to tell you this very quickly. Very quickly. I love a good shout. I love a good gospel song and puts a spirit in my heart and I shout and jump up and down. I love the good shout. I love to hear the praises of God sing. I love that. But that is not true worship. Obedience is worship. And worship is obedience. You cannot worship Him without obeying Him. And you cannot obey Him without worshiping Him. But that's all one and the same. To understand what your duties are in Him and to do His will in your life is obedience, and that alone is worship. He said, I don't want your burnt sacrifices. I don't want your songs of praise. I want your obedience. I want you to do what I ask to do in my word. I want you to stand for the truth. I want you to stand strong. I don't want you to compromise. I don't want you to feel sorry for those that you offend, because Christ will tell you he offended many. That's why they killed him. That's why they crucified him, because he offended him. And mostly he offended the so-called church today, didn't he? The so-called Christian leaders of his day. He offended. Because he tore down their playhouse of lawlessness and corruption. He called them what they were, vipers and whitewashed sepulchers and hypocrites. He called them exactly what they were. So as a saying, today's society is not really conducive to godly living, is it? It isn't. It's not welcoming to people who will tell the truth. It's not welcoming to people that will speak up and say, this is thus saith the word of God. It's not welcoming to people to say, well, now this is black and white. There are no gray areas here. They don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that because it offends them. It probably convicts them. And because the love of many shall, because the iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Those who truly love Christ sometimes will turn their back from the truth and go somewhere else because they're tired. But folks, that's where we need a boost of faith. I'm going to teach on this weekend. This title, the lesson will be For Without Faith. We're going to discuss that. But we need to understand that we are to obey Him through what we call good times and bad times. An old song come out back in the, probably back in the 80s by the McCameys. It's entitled Getting Used to the Dark. He said the song was going to say the preachers don't preach like they used to, and the people gotten used to the dark. I mean, we see things happen, we ignore it. We've gotten used to the dark. We've gotten used to seeing all around us. We've gotten used to people who are homosexuals and murderers and child rapists and adulterers and fornicators and all manner of other evil. We've gotten used to it because it's everywhere around us. It's on TV. It's on the news. It's on radio stations. They sing about it. They praise it. It's wonderful. They teach in the schools. They teach in the churches. It's all over the place. So understand that sometimes we do become frustrated. We do become tired. We do become aggravated to the point that we want to quit. But remember, we must endure to the end. Book of Revelation, it said that it's given to him that shall overcome. Folks, the word overcome means we have to overcome something. There has never been a period in any country, any nation, or anyone's life where there has not been some kickback on what's right. It's always happened. It always will happen. But society, as societies decay, like America has, the kickback against God's word and people who uncompromise it is going to get worse. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to encourage you. I want to exhort you to understand that don't be dismayed. We're told by Christ himself, don't be dismayed what happens around you. Don't be overwhelmed by what you see around you. Keep your eyes on Christ and his promises. You know, in Hebrews chapter 10, I've quoted many times or mentioned many times over the last couple of weeks, because the church has closed their doors. And it really hurt me to watch churches that I thought were pretty solid actually lock them up and call themselves non-essential. Many of them still are not going. They're still parking in parking lots and having church in a parking lot instead of going inside the building where they can be close together, shake hands, hug one another, pray for one another. You see, in Hebrews 10:25, we're told very carefully, very, very, very strictly and straightforwardly that we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. He said, but we are to get together to exhort one another. People, I need a hug once in a while. I like a handshake. I like a kiss on the cheek from a brother or sister that loves the Lord, and I like to return those. That to me is exhortation. That to me is a lift up. I need fellowship. I need to touch somebody. I need to see somebody close up. I need to know that they're there and they're real. I don't need to be 6 foot apart or sitting in a car or sitting at home watching online. I will not do that. He said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, but exhort one another. And he said, even so much the more as you see the day approaching. What day is that? The evil day that we're in right now. That's getting worse every day. We need one another. We need to be able to touch one another. There's no sin in touching and a hug and a shake of a hand. There's no sin to pat somebody in the back and say, God bless you, brother. I'm thankful you're here. And say that you're thankful that you're your brother or sister. There's not a thing wrong with that, folks. Not a thing wrong with that. Why do you think he put in the word for us not to forsake ourselves assembling together? Why do you think, was that just written in a book just because it's something to fill the page? Or did he mean it for some reason beyond what we might understand? Do you think maybe he told us that because he knew we needed this? We needed fellowship? Tomorrow, Saturday, I mean, we're going to teach on walking in fear, not faith. I, for one, refuse to walk in fear. No, I don't go out and do stupid stuff like lick a bathroom seat that some people said they did, or lick a hand on a sink. That's stupid. That's asking for all kinds of trouble. That's stupid. I believe in washing your hands when you go to a restroom. I believe in trying to be as clean as possible in public. But I will not walk in fear of what man has said is dangerous when I know my God is able to conquer it all. If my God cannot take care of me through a coronavirus or anything else, if it's his will that I won't die and he can't make that happen, then he's not God. If it's his will that I'm going to die, you're not going to stop it because he is God. But you see, in Jude, only one chapter in Jude, in verse 3 we're told this, Jude wrote to the church, he said, I'm given all carefulness, all diligence, I want to write to you of the common salvation. And he said, I want to write to you and I want to exhort you. I said, I want to lift you up. I want to make you understand the importance of this. I want to exhort you to understand this. That we must contend for the faith. Contend means fight. Stand. Don't compromise. Don't back up. We must contend for the faith that was given to us. We have to understand, folks, that to compromise the Word of God to get along somebody else destroys that effectiveness of the Word of God in that person's life and ours too. To contend for the faith. If there was ever a day in the history of the world, the whole world, that is needed is right now. Because the whole world has been deceived by the so-called leaders and those who love us and watch over us. They've lied to us. They've destroyed our families' economies. They've destroyed our business economies. Families are under stress and strain. Many Christians are also. Even to the point some people are actually killing each other, beating their wives or their husbands, their children. Yeah, that's true. Because they're afraid of what man has to say. But I exhort you, my brothers and sisters, and everybody that's listening to my program tonight, don't be alarmed. Don't be frightened to the point of being frozen where you are. Stand for the truth. Contend for the faith. Our duty is to obey Him. And it makes no difference what the outcome is because we're not in charge. We're not the ones that have to bring forth the fruit of this harvest. We are who we are in Christ because He said we are that. We are His. So we don't have to worry about the results of it. Obedience to ours, consequences are God's. Don't become discouraged because someone won't listen to you. For goodness sake, put yourself in Christ's place for a minute. How many stood with Him when He went to the cross? How many stood with Him when He went to the cross? Peter swore He would never leave His side. But he did. Before we start having self-pity and, oh, woe is me, my friends don't like me, my family don't like me, nobody wants to talk to me more, consider the suffering of our Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua the Messiah, on the cross of Calvary. Consider that. Consider the price he paid for you and I. Consider the cost it was to heaven when Christ came down to do that. Consider the price, folks. Consider the blood that was shed, the grace that was given. Consider the bountiful harvest and hope we have in him of eternal life. Consider the cost for him to save our souls. He didn't ask us to do anything he wouldn't do. He already did it all. And he paid the price for it all. We have nothing to do, folks, except to stand and obey him. Obedience itself is an exhortation to ourselves. I've found that the more I obey the word of God, the more I preach and teach and try to live it, the stronger I get in Christ, the more bold I become in Christ, the more courageous in Christ, the more outspoken for his glory and what's right. You see, I don't have to apologize for what the word of God says. I didn't write it. My job is to teach and preach it. He said, well, I'm not a preacher. You don't have to be to live and teach the word of Christ. Your life is a much better teacher than any words I can say. The way you live speaks volumes more than what any preacher can preach. How you conduct yourself in public and around your family. How you are loving yet strong. How you are bold yet gentle. And how you will, if need be, become righteously indignant and angry if someone attack the truth of God's word in a vehement way, that you'll rebuke them in Jesus' name and stand on the truth. That has not been done in this country for so long that most people have forgotten how to do it. We've been taught for so long that Christ was he was so easygoing. He loved everybody and he never did spoke an angry word, or he never did anything. If that were true, then the Bible's lying to me. If that was the truth, then the Bible's lying to me. Christ was not a wuss. He was a man among men. Gentle, yes he was. Meek, yes he was. By the way, the word meek doesn't mean weak. It means strength in restraint. Back at the break, 844-769-2944. Love to hear from you.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
All righty, folks, we're back at the phone lines a minute. We're going to get to Dino and Gary and all of you in just a few minutes, I promise. But tonight's program was not to pull you down or to lambast you or make you feel like nothing. It isn't at all. It's to encourage you to let you know that everyone feels frustrated once in a while. Everyone may feel fear once in a while. Christ sweat great drops of blood in the garden. He did not want to go to the cross. He knew what lie ahead of him. But he said, Father, not my will but thine be done. So tonight I'm trying to encourage you to stand. Discouraged. Just because people don't pay much attention to you, just because they think you're a little bit off. Well, I was talking to a neighbor today, to tell you the truth. every now and then I get a chance, and we had a decent day here today. I put my little terrier Shih Tzu mixed dog. He's about 15, 16 years old now. I have a side-by-side, Kawasaki. Every now and then, ever since he's a little puppy, I take him with me and take him for a ride. He loves it. When he sees the key in my hand, he jumps all over the place. But I decided to take him for a ride day. I don't get over very often. Before I got started in the day, before anybody was here, before I got started in all the other things, took him down the ride, down to what I call the log land below the house. Ran into a neighbor down there, sitting down there, who's doing some turkey hunting. And got talking about the coronavirus. He's scared to death of it. I said, but it isn't really real. I mean, the virus is real, but they're feeding us all kinds of lies. And he said, how do you know that's because I've spoken to doctors who've been told to change the death certificates. I've spoken to them. He said, I don't believe that. I said, well, then several doctors have lied to me then. I mean, sometimes people, they're not going to believe no matter what you say. And he's a Fauci fan. I pronounce that guy's name. He said he'd been through several administrations. I totally trust Dr. Fauci. There's no point in trying to tell this guy that Fauci was funded by Bill Gates' organization. No point in telling me. He don't know who Bill Gates is. Not going to believe in the detailing. Folks, some people will not leave the darkness. They're comfortable in the darkness. Ignorance to them is bliss. Well, our duty is to try to tell them, and I did. But bouncing back like shooting BBs at a brick wall. But see, that's not my call to worry about that. My call is to try to tell the truth, and I tried to do that. I truly did. All I can say is our duty is to obey our Father in heaven. And keep in mind these three words, no matter where you are or what you're doing. Obedience is worship. Worship is obedience. Singing songs, jumping up down, shouting, hollering, and whatever else you may do is not true worship. It's wonderful. It's part of it, but it's not all of it. Praise without obedience, folks, is as shallow as it can be. He said, in vain they worship me. They worship me with their mouth, their hearts far from me. Unless obedience is part of your life, you can never truly worship the Almighty God. And obeying Christ not only can, but it will in today's society. Eventually get you in trouble with somebody you're with or around. It'll get you criticized, maybe ostracized, maybe one day prosecuted and persecuted. But see, that's not our business. Our business is to be about our Father's business. Obedience is worship. Keep that in mind as you go in tomorrow and you face different things, different obstacles. Keep in mind that we're here to serve Him, not be men pleasers. Let me exhort you in the name of Jesus Christ that you stand for Him and His truth. Contend for the faith. Now, I didn't say become hateful and full of vengeance and angry and I don't know what else word to use. Don't become that. Do not be let that attitude be in you. To before you even say hello to a person, you verbally abuse them, attack them, and tell them how dumb they are, or they're idiots or whatever. Don't do that. Approach them in love and tenderness, if at all possible. Show them the love of Christ in you and try to share the truth gently as possible. Now, I'm not saying there may not come a time to be righteously angry. The last article I just finished, Righteously Angry, explains, yes, there's righteous anger. And I do become righteously angry, and I don't apologize for it. But Christ entreated with gentleness. But when the so-called religious people of his day come after him with verbal abuse, or the money changers made mockery of his father's house, he wasn't afraid to become angry and do what he had to do. But don't have the attitude of constant anger in you. As the old saying is, don't carry a chip on your shoulder. Let the Holy Spirit guide you. Give you the words to say and how to say them. But make sure it's the Holy Spirit and not you leading the way. Sometimes that can be very tough, people. I'm only a man. I face the same situation. More than once when I become angry, and I won't even say it's wrong by being angry, but it wasn't going to handle it the right way. I said, Father, help me to know what to do in this situation. You know, this ministry sometimes, several years ago, almost come to an end with the feeding of the program through Phil and all of them. Almost come to an end because I was made angry, and I think righteously so angry, but I didn't handle it right for a second. And the Holy Spirit said, hold on a minute now, boy. Hold on a minute. So I calmed down and we got together and I taught what was in my heart that day. And answered all the questions everybody out there that had something to say about what I was doing. But I was angry. And almost let it tear half the ministry away. Please understand that how serious that is. Anger in itself is not necessarily a sin. It's not in the way you handle it. So I exhort you to stand for the truth. Love Christ with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And share His truth with all you can. As fast as you can, as often as you can. Because we are running out of time, folks, in this nation we call America. And actually the world. Let's go to the phone line. Like I promised, let's start first with Dino in Wisconsin. Dino, come on in. Welcome.
Good morning, brother. Rather good evening. I got your medicine book from the backyard, by the way.
How you like it?
Oh, that everybody should have that. I live by Eden. My garden bush is 40 feet by 70 feet.
Wow.
I'm in the Garden of Eden. Get it? The Garden of Eden?
I got you. Garden of Eden. I got you.
I'll give you it.
Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you what's in the vaccines. Then I got about four Bible verses for you. I hope people will write these down.
Okay.
This is from Wendy Wilson. In July of 2014, here's what they have in vaccines. It can be documented from the CDC website. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde. Castor oil, aluminum lake dye, human pus, fetal cow serum, monosodium glutamate, monkey cells from their kidneys, ethanol, insect cells, potassium chloride, chicken embryo, egg protein, human lung tissue, sometimes as guinea pig cells, sorbitol, human brain tumor cancer cells, and aborted baby tissue is in the vaccines.
You know that does make us a cannibal, doesn't it? We are a cannibal. We are a cannibal. We're ingesting human flesh or parts. That's being a cannibal. Go ahead.
And guess who's promoting the vaccines? I won't say his name because I can't stand what he's promoting. I guess he's our current president. You know.
Of course.
Unbelievable.
Of course.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Maybe. Yeah.
You're breaking up, Dino. Go ahead. You're breaking up really bad.
Can you hear me now?
Go ahead.
Here's a verse in Mark chapter 3, verse 5. When Christ looked around on these people with anger, he was grieved for the hardness of the heart. He said unto them, stretch forth your hand. And he stretched out the guy's hand and he healed it. Because he was looking around in order to prove these people, Mark chapter 3, verse 4. That directed anger. Right, Butch?
Amen. Amen. It is.
Yeah. There's an old saying. Mad, glad, and sad ain't bad. It's all appropriate. A little poem for you.
Amen. And you know, I've always said when I'm preaching, it will make them mad or glad. If they're mad, I know they're hurting me. If they're glad, then they agree with me. So either way, I win.
You're right. Yep.
Go ahead.
And also, it's in Acts chapter 5, verse 29 to 32. Peter and the other apostle answered and said to the people, we need to obey God rather than men. For God of our fathers raised up Christ, whom they killed and hung on a tree, not a cross, people. A cross is not a Christian symbol. It never was. Then God exalted his right hand as a prince and a savior, for he gave repentance to Israel and we witness these things through the Holy Ghost, who God has given them that obey him. See, if you're disobeying God, you're not going to have the Holy Ghost, folks.
Amen.
We agree, right, Butch?
That's very true. He will leave you there right above your door. Go ahead.
Wow.
Anything else? I think he's gone. I lost him. Anyway, are you still there, Dino? Dino, I can't hear you. Anyway, thanks for calling, Dino. Appreciate it. Let's go next to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Butch. Haven't talked in a while.
I'm sorry I missed your call last week. I got so far behind, I couldn't get caught up. I'm sorry.
Okay, Butch, that's as good an excuse as any.
Daggone, you saw right through me, didn't you?
But anyway, though, I want to just briefly talk about, for sake, not the assembling of yourself. Okay. And, so that's in the Word of God. Now, here's the thing that I want to stress here. I want to spell something for you here, and I'm not the best speller in town. It says C-E-A-S-O-R. Caesar.
Uh-huh.
So you render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar, and unto God the things that are God. Now I'm going to give you a code word for Caesar. Or actually, it's a number. It's 501C3.
There you go.
When 501C3 says to close down the church closes down.
Very true.
I make no apology for what I just said.
Good for you. Good for you.
And anyways, Donna's just correcting me on my spelling, so I'll let somebody
That's
else
all right. You were close enough. You were close enough.
Okay. Well, anyways, I never close down. My little team is on the – we're still on the streets two times a week. And we ain't 8 feet or 6 feet apart either. We stand there. We hug each other. We hold hands. We hold up signs, don't kill your babies, and we sing and preach the gospel as we're there.
Amen.
So, see, if somebody is committed to do that, they will do that. And I tell you, if the headship is bad in a church, and you know this, then that affects the rest of the church.
Of course it does.
The assembly, I should say.
Of course it does.
Right.
Of course it
does. So if the headship wants to succeed, their authority to man's authority, then that's what you're going to end up with. And, I'll let somebody else get in here. But anyways, it's good to talk to you. I haven't talked to you in a while, so my best to y'all.
Well, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Keep in touch, okay?
I will, Butch. My best to everyone.
And tell Donna to teach you your alphabet and spelling again.
I'll take that into consideration.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Gary. Appreciate it. Sweet guy, sweet call. Let's go next to Randy in Georgia. Randy, are you down there?
Yeah, shalom, Butch.
Yes, you too.
Again, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God.
Yep.
To expand on what the last guy was saying, when you render to Caesar what is God's, you're denying the faith and you're denying Christ before men. And you're doing that also when you submit to Caesar, or our government, when they tell you don't go to church, don't go out, stay at home, you're obeying man rather than God and denying the faith.
That's very true, and I think it's quite obvious. I just read it in the scripture. You can't argue the Bible. You know, he didn't say forsake not to send himself together until coronavirus comes. He didn't say that. He said you come together, you exhort one another. Especially when you see the evil day coming. And we're living in evil days, Randy, and that's why we need each other. We need to exhort one another. That's why I try to encourage you sometimes.
You
me.
A question or two. What do you think the founding fathers would do if they were back among us today and saw the current state of our union?
They'd hang the preachers.
Well, I think they start with the government. It would be tar and feather time, in anti-parties.
I understand what you're saying, but the reason it's here is because the church hadn't done its job. The preachers have not done. The preachers hadn't done its job, we wouldn't be in this mess.
Either King George and all his despotism never tried to shut down the society like our government is doing now. The worst tyrants in history, you can name them, Mao, Pol Pot, Stalin, and they never tried to do that. But our government is doing it, and we'll let them get away with it.
Yep. Yep, you're right.
Joseph Napolitano wrote in his last column that the American people are no longer the home of the land of the free or the home of the brave. We're a nation of cowards because we're supinely taking all this stuff.
I agree.
That's
where we are.
We should be species to be pitchfork and torches time.
I totally agree. It's past time for that.
By what stretching imagination is this present state of the union, the limited government, the founding fathers designed for us to be?
It's not. Obviously, it's not. There's no way we can even confess that. No way we can. It's so absurd, Randy, that the people have been so blinded by the public fool system and all the other nonsense they've been taught all their lives. They can see right through this, but people are ignorant because they've been lied to for so long. They actually think it's being a patriot to stay home.
Well, the generally dumb public is so dumb that they can't understand plain English. Quarantine is meant for the sick, not for the healthy. In the
That's
Bible,
right.
The lepers were quarantined. The healthy people weren't. Ben Franklin lost a four-year-old kid to the smallpox ravaging the colony. They never shut down the 13 colonies.
I agree.
And people today can't even understand basic government civics, which I learned in high school. Only the legislature can make law. Governors cannot make law. So executive orders are not law. Even if they were, they'd be unconstitutional going unscriptural, so we shouldn't follow them because we have to obey God rather than man.
I agree. Randy, got you up. Good call. Thank you. Good points. Thanks for the call. I do appreciate it. I really do. Keep writing. You've been writing some good articles. Let's go next to Ariel in Maryland. Come on in, Ariel.
Hello, Pastor. I wanted to just call in and say that this is the best sharing that I've ever heard. You sound more like a disciple of Christ than a preacher. And you've really given me some strength. And
thank you.
And
thank you.
Help me.
Thank
so,
you.
I'll let you go with someone else, but I just wanted you to know that.
Well, Ariel, thanks for being there. Thanks for saying that. That encourages. And thanks for the help keeping us on the air. You know, folks like you are what make this thing possible. You know that.
I hope so.
You are.
I hope we make it.
You truly are. You keep your eyes on Christ. You keep reading His Word and living by it and teaching it. And I promise you, victory is yours through Him. And you'll be fine.
Thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome. Good call. Thank you so much.
Have a blessed evening.
Well, you
okay.
too. I mean, what a sweet call. Thank you so much for that. That was such a sweet call. You know, I'd like to know that maybe we're reaching somebody. Butch Paul, like I know Butch Paul, you never talk to him again. Sometime you'll get me meet Marcia, get her off the side and ask her some of my faults. Be sure you bring along 4 or 5 legal pads and 3 or 4 ink pens. You'll need them all. Because she'll tell you that Butch Paul is only a man. I put my pants on 1 leg at a time like everybody else. I do. I mean, everything that you do, I do also in this natural world. I do. I fight the same temptations. I mess up just like you do. We all do. That's where grace comes in. But folks, grace is not meant to cover or cleanse intentional sin, intentional enduring sin. Sometimes we sin intentionally and we say we're forgiven and we say we're sorry and forgive us. But if we endure in that sin, if we stay in that sin, we're mocking grace. Hebrews 10:26. Read it for yourself. 28. Read it for yourself. You can't mock that. But folks, on the other side of this, understand that Hebrews 10:29 is a serious verse for us, for anyone. But do understand that His grace is sufficient for all of us that love Him and try and do His will. His grace is sufficient. It abounds in all our needs. If we trust Him. So let me exhort you tonight not to be discouraged. Yes, the news really is bad. But the gospel of Christ is always good. And His Word is always good. And His love is always there. Let's go to Massachusetts and talk to our brother Dave. Dave, come on in.
Since we're talking about tyrants and despots and dictators, you know, really what all any of them really are is all they are is just mere human mortals who want to be God.
That's true. And a lot of them, this doesn't make people feel good when I say this, but a lot of them are actually satanic worshipers. A lot of these so-called leaders sacrifice children on altars. They believe their God is Satan. They know their God is Satan. So therefore, they think that they're going to beat us out and conquer the world because Satan is their God. They got a big surprise coming. You know, that's all.
Well, there's only two worship systems. Either, you know, Christianity, which is you divinely adore the Creator, and Satanism, where you divinely adore the creature. It's either one or the other, not both, not neither, just one or the other, mutually exclusive.
Well, you know what Joshua said, choose ye this day whom you will serve? Isn't that what he said?
Yes.
And then did Christ himself say that you can't serve two masters?
Yes.
You know, unfortunately and sadly, we have all of us have tried to do that. We tried to do that, and look what kind of mess it got us into. You still there? Or you finished?
Oh yeah, I'm finished saying. You can continue saying whatever you're going to say.
Well, thank you for the call, David. Do appreciate it. And keep in touch, my friend. Thank you,
all right,
folks. Bye-bye. Love you. Appreciate you. And I'm so guilty of this as anybody else. I'm as guilty, maybe more so than some others. But trying to put our trust in man and reap the benefits of man and still say we serve Christ. Part of our punishment, folks, before our sins, all of us, including me, is the fact now that man has become a provider. We trusted man. We stole from our Creator. We made him jealous. Now part of our curse is man controls a lot of our incomes, doesn't he? Does he not? Doesn't mankind and their government control a lot of things in your life that you didn't want to give to them because we gave it to them in the past, thinking it was good and we can trust them? Light in the face, Jeremiah 17:5, cursed be man, put your trust in man, and makes flesh his arm. It means he makes man his power, his the one you trust. Have we all done that? Of course we have. But by the grace of Jesus Christ, we have to realize we may have to give all those things up one day. You have to come to that conclusion right now, folks. You may lose all these things, or you will lose them if you live long enough and we get into the beast system. You lose them. You'll lose them. Or you deny Christ and go to hell. Only two choices we have. So who are you going to deny? Why don't we deny ourselves, start with, and quit worrying about what people think about us? And do what our Savior says. Why can't we live for Him without questioning everything we do? What is going to offend anybody or is it not? I don't preach to offend. But if the truth offends, then it's not me that's offending, it's Jesus Christ, because He is the truth. He is the way. He is the life. That's what I believe. That's what I'm going to live. As much as I messed up, His grace has been sufficient for me. And I repent every day of things I did ignorantly and willfully. Because I'm just a mere mortal like you are, flesh and blood. And one day I'll lay down and give up the ghost and my body will rot in the grave. Like everybody else's has. But by His grace alone, maybe I can hear Him say, "Enter in and well done, thou good and faithful servant." I certainly haven't done all that I should. I've failed many times. But thank God for His precious grace and mercy towards us all. Join us in church Saturday, folks. Go to the live stream on PastorBush.com and join us, or call the phone numbers. If you miss the phone numbers, call in the office tomorrow and I'll give them to you then. By the grace of God, I'll see you in the office tomorrow. And I'll see you on the Melody's program tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. Good night. This is
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen man. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.